And I can't hear the crying.
Although technically we should start with public safety. See my shoulders. Oh, he said no, he didn't want to go first?
He's all dressed up today too.
Isn't he? He's looking at me.
Finance Committee?
Okay.
Chairman Carroll?
Yes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of... Oh,
hold
sorry.
On.
Yes.
Trustee Gira? Trustee Calandrillo?
Here.
Approval of September 4th, 2018 Finance Committee minutes.
So moved.
Second. Any corrections or any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Audit Service Proposal Approval?
Motion first, and we'll have her share.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Calandrillo.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to approve BKD to provide professional auditing services to the Village for FY 18 and 19 in an amount not to exceed $51,325 and $53,105, respectively, with the option to renew an additional 3 years in amount not to exceed $55,945 for year three, $56,835 for year four, $58,795 for year five.
Second. All right, Anne, why don't you just give us a little bit of a breakdown.
Okay. So we recently issued an RFP for professional auditing services. We do this every 5 years. It's best practices, and we make sure that we follow that. We got seven submitted proposals, which is pretty good. We got a lot of different firms, including Baker Tilly, who's the firm who's done our audit for the last 5 years. We had interviews. We did reference checks. We're familiar with some of the staff that work at BKD. We've done a few of their webinars, met them at different conferences, things like that. So we are recommending BKD. They were the lowest proposer, although that was not our deciding factor. We think that they'll be able to provide the best services to us. They have a lot of good experience in a lot of the things that we do and a lot of the different types of funds we have and stuff like that. So we think that they're gonna do the best job. There's actually a representative here from BKD if you guys have any questions specifically for them.
Okay. Trustee Calandrillo, any questions?
I do not.
Okay. This is kind of your expertise in a past life, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, who's here from BKD? Thanks for taking the trip. I don't have any questions either, and I've been talking about it. I hear good things, so we're happy to have you.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for coming out tonight. Sure.
Thank you.
Anything else, Ann, or no?
Nope.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Budget adjustments, third quarter, 2018, approval.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Calandrillo.
I move to recommend to the Village Board of Trustees to approve increasing the FY 2018 revenue budget by $504 and increasing the 2018, oh my God, I can't say that word right now.
Expenditure.
Expenditure, excuse me. But anyway, a budget for $504.
Second. Let's see, this is take from one column and put in the other, is that correct?
Yeah, and really the reason why we had to bring it to the board, although the total net effect is only $504, there's a significant amount moving between different funds, and if we amend the budget of a fund, we have to bring it to the board for approval.
Very good. Any questions? Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Village of Orland Park Employee Insurance Renewal, FY 2019.
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Calandrillo.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve agreements with the recommended carriers, vendors, and associated expenses effective January 1st, 2019.
And gets a break on this one. And Stefana, you're up.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it.
Each year we take our employee benefit lines of coverage out to market. The Horton Group markets those for us, as well as works closely with us throughout the year to analyze the different programs and how they're running. Actually, this year we had a favorable renewal where we're expecting about a 6% overall decrease in costs. That includes our medical, dental, life insurance, vision. What else do we have? I think that those are kind of the main ones, mm-hmm. dental, that we're seeing the decrease. Some of the reasons for the decrease include our plan was running better than expected. We have a long-term standing strategy of consumerism, choice, and wellness, and I think that's been paying off for us over the years, and we've seen either stable rates or this year with the decrease, we're pretty pleased with that. Another factor impacting our renewal is the loss of some lives on our plan. The Orland Park Public Library will no longer be covered on the Village's plan effective January 1 of 2019. So that's about 25 to 30 lives that will come off the plan as well. And that impacted all of the other ancillary lines too and resulted in a slight decrease.
Sounds better when you say loss of lives or something coming off the plan rather than loss of lives.
Sorry.
Yeah, I thought that's like,
I need a better way to say it. Right. Sorry about that. They're all still with us.
Right.
We also have some other lines of coverage that are included with this. Trinity Services is a contract that we have that pretty much services the police department and the community counseling aspect, as well as they support any crisis counseling for employees. That's an annual contract. The police department has applied for a grant, and if a grant is received, that would be applied towards those expenses. And then we also have our annual employee assistance program that's included in this, and our wellness programs that are included in this renewal as well.
And Horton Group's here if we have any questions.
Correct? Yes, the Horton Group is here as well.
Any questions?
No, good policy.
I'll say, 6% overall reduction is, I think, excellent. I will say, in addition to what Horton has done here, we went through the whole process of looking at how we insure, with whom we insure, this past year as well. So we're already on good track with Horton to succeed and to have lower costs. But having it go down with what's happening in the world is actually an excellent result. So thank you and your staff for all the work. Thank you, Horton Group, for all your work.
You're welcome.
Very happy to hear this. Any questions or comments from the audience?
Trustee Carroll, one other thing. This year we are also adding a new HMO plan for rolling out a new HMO plan in 2019 for our non-union employees. It's the Blue Advantage HMO. We'll still continue to have our HMO Illinois, but along with adding the Blue Advantage HMO, we are, for our non-union employees, discontinuing the Gold plan.
Okay.
We are also working to set the employee premium shares closer to industry standards with our non-union employees.
I think that was something Mr. Lamargo brought up a few times in recent meetings as well. So yeah, good work. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who's next?
Parks and Recreation Committee. Chair Calandrello. Trustee Guerra. Trustee Carroll.
Here.
Approval of September 4th, 2018 Parks and Recreation Minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Parks and Recreation Committee of September 4th, 2018.
Any questions, comments, or alterations from the board, from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Woody Path, 2, Estates Stewardship.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that the Village Board to approve the stewardship of Wooded Path 2 Estates for 2019, 2020, and 2021. Pizzo and Associates for amount not to exceed a total of $18,853.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is a property that the village just accepted.
Gary, go ahead.
You were looking at me. I'm
yeah.
That's who you were looking for.
No, I'm not.
I saw you look.
I looked in the right direction, but I named his predecessor.
The village just accepted this property. It was under stewardship by Pizzo from the previous owner, and Pizzo was one of our primary vendors that performs ecological services.
Right.
It made sense to keep their eyes on the project.
Any questions from the board?
Where exactly is this property, Gary?
143rd, just east of 80th on the south side of the street.
Okay. Gotcha. No other questions?
Any questions from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Brentwood Park Renovation Contract Amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve an amendment for the additional specified work to the Brentwood Park renovation project with Innovation Landscape, Inc. of Oswego for an additional $5,400 for a total adjusted amount not to exceed $175,552.06.
Gary.
Second?
Mr. Chair.
Oh, second.
Yeah.
This is the this additional work we had originally planned on doing in-house. However, at the time, my main operating engineer was off on medical. so we weren't able to get it done in a timely fashion. This was listed as an alternate during the bid process, so we just fell back to that number so that we can keep the project moving forward.
And is there a demand for the two basketball courts there? I mean,
we actually reduced that in size through the public meeting that we had on site that you attended. We reduced it from two full court basketball sites to basically two shoot around courts and a Gaga ball pit, which we've talked at length about it.
I remember
all the meetings.
Gaga over that idea.
I think you made that same joke last time.
I think I did last time, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Got about the same response the first time, too.
Yeah. All right. Any questions from the committee? From the audience?
Already moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, baby, sleep.
No, I got it.
Go ahead.
Rental and services of portable toilets, request for proposal award.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that a village board to award RFP number 18-040, rental and service of portable toilets, to Service Sanitation of Gary, Indiana, for specified locations in an amount not to exceed $20,000 per year for the years 2019, 2020, and 2021, with the option to extend for an additional 2 years.
Second.
I defer.
The RFP was issued. The contract will be expiring for our toilet rental at the various sports fields and complexes, along with toilet rentals for the any special events. We went back out to RFP. We have not done that for a while, and Service Sanitation is our current vendor, so we would like to recommend that they get the contract again. They were also the cheapest proposal.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
Have they designed any less flammable or combustible porta-johns yet, or no?
Not sure.
No? Not that I've heard.
I'll look into that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That was for the Chiefs.
Any questions from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Plant replacement improvements for median, row, and metro landscape beds.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that a village board to approve the replacement of dead plants and improvements in the specified locations in the medians, right-of-way, and metro locations to our current landscaping vendor, Christy Weber Landscapes, an amount not to exceed $30,083.
Second. Who's doing it? Oh, go ahead.
Okay, so we have Christy Weber is our current landscape maintenance contractor. They're taking care of metros, the medians, the right-of-ways. Part of the contract is that they give us recommendations on any improvements needed to any of the 99 sites. And they also, and part of that recommendation that has come forth this fall is to remove and replace dead plant material and fill in vacant areas as well at various sites.
And I remember back, I think last year or 2 years ago, we talked about how make sure what we replant is not going to die off again, and make sure, because of the salt issues, and well, we live in the Midwest, so did we take that into consideration?
Yeah, the plant material going in is going to be very salt tolerant. We'll use stuff like sumacs and other salt tolerant plants. A big part of this this work being done is going to be replacement of some dead material that did not survive on LaGrange Road. That's a good section of it.
Now, who's responsible, to go back and forth, who's responsible for the dead material, say, bad trees that were planted or bad bushes on LaGrange? I know it's a little off topic, but kind of on topic.
Trees, all trees and all medians fall under public works.
Okay. So that's a defer. Got it.
I'm sorry, just to add to that, though, I mean, some of our trees are still under warranty with the state, so anything that I believe is has not survived would be replaced by IDOT.
Okay, I know there's a couple of trees that have been
right. Yeah, and we've got those on a list to be replaced.
Got it.
Perfect. Bruce Hill's actually replacing trees on the Great Road. They were currently last week and then this week so far. For tag in the early spring. This is the moment for planting in spring. That's why they weren't replaced over the summer.
Got it.
And I know a gentleman in Marley Creek that would be a great volunteer to take an inventory of all those trees for us.
Any further questions from the committee?
No.
From the audience. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public Safety Committee.
I move to appoint Trustee Calandrello as the interim acting chair in the absence of Trustee Guerra.
Second that motion. Okay, all right, let's go from there.
Approval of September 4th, 2018, public safety minutes.
We have to vote, oh.
We have to vote on it.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Safety Committee of September 4th, 2018.
Any questions from the audience, the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Disposal of certain seized vehicles at public auction, recommended ordinance.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing Disposal by Public Auction of Personal Property Vehicles Owned by the Village of Orland Park, Illinois.
Second. Any questions? I think we kind of know.
Any Ferraris in there, Chief?
Afraid not.
No, okay.
10 and 12-year-old vehicles seized for motors driving suspended for DUI or reckless homicide.
Any questions from the committee?
That was my only question.
From the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Reciprocal Reporting System, Intergovernmental Agreement between the Village of Orland Park and the Board of Education, Kirby School District 140, IGA Agreement.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to recommend that the Village Board to authorize the Reciprocal Reporting System, Intergovernmental Agreement between the Village of Orland Park and the Board of Education of Kirby School District 140.
Second. Do you want to put a little meat on this one?
Yeah, from time to time, we update our intergovernmental agreements for exchange of information with our school districts based upon changes in state law. There's been a number of changes. I believe we brought the IGA for School District 135 about a month ago, and we'll be bringing the rest of them, 140, 146, and St. Mike's, 230, as we move along the rest of this year as they get approved by their boards.
Very good.
Any questions from the committee? From the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to go talk to the scouts.
All right. So the committees is over. Now we're going to wait until 7 o'clock for the full board, so for all the visitors today.
Do you have pictures?
Of course.
You don't see that too often.
What?
Look like you.
Well, I am chubby, baby. I get it.
No, we were good.